I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about honor. It's about honor. We're in this time of the year right now. We're in finishing up October, getting into November, even into early December, where God often begins to shift things around. He begins to reposition things. And anytime there's a shifting, there's a changing in position, there's a change in order. Positioning and order. Order is all about position. If we want to create order in our lives, we talk about in our order blueprint. Order is about positioning. Being in the right position at the right time. Time and space are connected. So positioning and timing are very connected. So every year as time moves forward, another year. Every year as time moves forward, another year, that means our positioning needs to keep getting realigned, getting put right back in the right position every single year. Now, one of the things that happens as God begins this to move us hopefully to the next level every year, there's often some repositioning of things, repositioning of people. And this is the case when parts begin to get repositioned, that we have to make sure that we are in alignment with God by submitting to levels of authority in our lives. The table turner in the order blueprint that we talk about in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint, the table turner for order, the one thing that really matters, the one thing that really matters to create more order in your life. And remember this, when you create more order, it saves time, it saves space, grace flows, everything feels easy and effortless when the grace is flowing. And the one biggest key to that is positioning and order. And we're going to talk about today is submitting to authority. This is not a message people want to hear typically. Submitting to authority, and that starts with a heart or an attitude that wants to please God, that wants to honor God. And out of our reverence and awe and honor for God, we submit to authority in our lives because we realize that God put them there. As God transitions us and makes things happen in our lives, He puts people in leadership positions over us for our good. For our safety, for our protection, for our guidance. He puts them there for our good. And we have to learn to submit to that authority. This is not an easy lesson. This is something I had to learn how to do. God has had people that He's brought into my life, that He positioned them over me in leadership positions. And learning to submit to them, to honor them. It's about honor. So I want you to consider the biblical examples in the Bible of Daniel and Joseph. Daniel is serving Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel is serving an ungodly king who's building a 90-foot statue of himself, making everybody bow down to the statue whenever music's played. Daniel's serving this king who's not necessarily a godly guy. He probably doesn't agree with everything the king is doing. But if you notice the way, if you read through the book of Daniel, the way Daniel speaks to him, it's always with honor and reverence and respect. And it's about honor. So God has placed people in each one of our lives. And it's about learning to submit to be in the correct position. Because what happens when we speak against them or in pride, maybe we think we're better to them. We try to rebel against them. We get out of position. And the grace doesn't flow like it should. It takes humility and grace to honor these people that God put in our lives. So let's talk about this honor. What are the different levels of this? There might be somebody in your workplace that's in a leadership position over you. There might be somebody in the church community that God has positioned in your life as maybe a pastor or a teacher or somebody like that that's over you in a leadership capacity. And you know God has placed you in that program, in that church, in that small group, in that whatever. You know God has placed you there. And you got somebody who's leading or directing what's happening. They're in a leadership position over you. If you have a coach or a mentor or anything like that, husbands and wives are supposed to be submitted one to another, honoring one another, outdoing each other and showing honor for each other. Governmental authorities are another one. So if we're not honoring our governmental authorities, whether you agree with them or not. We've got people on all sides of the politics these days. Whether you agree with them or not, you can still honor them. Honor them with your words and your actions. What does it mean to honor? It means you speak graciously about them all the time. Whether they're listening or not, you're speaking graciously about them all the time. You seek to do, to help them build their vision, to be a blessing to them. You seek to honor them in any way that you can. It's about honor. And what I believe is that if you will, I've learned this in my own life, if you will make the heart commitment, number one, to honor God, that's the first positioning we've got to get, to submit to Him in our lives. That's the first heart positioning we've got to get. And out of that flows the desire to please Him, leads to us walking in obedience to what He said. Because this is a God, you read through the Bible, through the New Testament, this is a God-ordained thing. This is without question. The Bible says, submit to your governmental leaders, outdo one another in showing honor to one another. This is without dispute. This is a biblical command for us to walk in. But it all starts with what? It starts with the heart positioning of seeking to honor God first. And out of that, to do what's pleasing to Him, which is to submit to one another, to show honor to other people in our lives, especially God, people God has placed in your lives. For example, I was just reading this morning. It says, treat with double honor. Give double honor to those who are leaders in the church, especially those whose work is preaching or teaching. Give them double honor. This is a biblical commandment. To give honor to these people that God has placed in your life for your leadership, for your protection, for guiding you safely through life, for maybe mentoring you and discipling you. Giving them honor, whether you agree with everything they do or not. Giving them honor. I would say for myself personally, I used to do the opposite of this. If I didn't agree with people, I thought I could do better. I had pride and arrogance in me about those things. And learning to simply submit out of reverence for God is a truly life-changing thing. So we're going to pray here. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we usually start with about a two-minute long prayer. I got going a little bit more before the prayer today. And then we take a few minutes. This two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion today. We're going to be taking communion over this, asking God for help, because there's grace available to help us in this, but it all starts with our commitment, our submitting to Him, our submitting to God. But unless you get these steps of order in your life, if you get this, if you don't get this honor right in your life, the grace doesn't flow. Everything is harder. Everything is a grind. Things don't go the way you want them to go. And I found this oftentimes when you get this honor piece right, God often moves you to the next level very quickly. When you get this honor right. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank You for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of Your dear Son. I thank You for Your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that You, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which You've called us and the riches of Your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of Your power to us who believe, the same power that You exercised in Christ when You raised Him from the dead and seated Him as Your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And You put all things under His feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. And this is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. You master these four things, I believe your day be some big shifts in how you experience a day for the good. Fundamental number one, let's get positioned in light. Position of light. Part of being positioned to light is honor. We haven't talked about that aspect of this. Being in the correct position is partly about honor. We talk about position in light. God's released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That transfer, it happens through the forgiveness of sins. We got to receive that forgiveness from God. That forgiveness has to flow through us. We got to forgive ourselves. Is what we often forget in the middle. And we got to walk in forgiveness with other people as well. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. It was God's love that saved us and redeemed us. He could have left us on our own. But he loved us so much that he sent his one and only son to die for us, to redeem us, to bring us back to himself. And because of that, we should have this honor and reverence and awe for God. And out of that awe for him, that should be our positioning. What's that honor and reverence look like? It looks like gratitude. It looks like praise. It looks like thanksgiving. We receive everything from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Just having honor and reverence and awe and respect for him, that should be our positioning. And out of that positioning should flow this desire to do what's pleasing to him. And part of what's pleasing to him is honoring other people. You could be totally in disagreement with somebody else, but you could still choose to honor them, to be thankful for them, to praise them. What's it mean to submit to authority in our lives? Because unless we're willing to do that, we're out of position. Part of being positioned in the light is being in the correct position, being in thanksgiving and praise and humility, and also submitting to authority in our lives. Husbands and wives honoring each other, our children submitting to parents. Even if you're 40 or 50 years old and you've got parents, honoring those parents still. First commandment with a promise, honor your mother and father so that we'll go well with you. Live long in the land. Submitting and honoring government authorities. What does it mean to honor? It means the way we speak about them. You can tell if somebody honors somebody by the way they speak about them or to them. Treating them with contempt or disgust or these types of things. You can tell if somebody honors somebody by the way they speak to them or about them. Mostly in their tone. Often it's not what's said, it's the tone or the heart behind it. You can tell if somebody honors somebody if they're willing to do what they ask them to do. Are they willing to do what they ask you to do? Because it's about honor. Honoring those people that God has placed in authority in our lives. To be positioned in light is to be positioned in honor for one another. To be positioned in submitting to authority in our lives. And that starts with honor for God and submitting to him. Because he's commanded this. He has ordained this in our life. To be positioned in the light. The grace does not flow if you're out of position. I worked for years with chiropractors. And in the human body, if something's out of alignment, out of position, there's a lot of pain. Communication doesn't happen. Blood doesn't flow to that area as effectively. All because it's out of alignment. If we're not willing to submit to authority in our lives, we're out of alignment and the grace does not flow the way it's supposed to. There's pain. There's poor communication. We don't hear as clearly from God. The blood doesn't flow to those areas. The blood of Jesus doesn't flow into those areas like it's supposed to. All because of our stubbornness and pride, usually. We think we know better. Is usually the source of it. And that was the original sin of Satan himself. Not honoring and submitting to God. Thought he could do better. Thought he was better. This is a shift I had to make. I was very guilty of this in my own life. I had to make a big shift in this area. Fundamental number two, magnifying the light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Think about that for a second. Be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. Every day we're all magnifying something. And the reality is, it's either light or it's darkness. We're all magnifying something. What's it mean to magnify? To make bigger and to make greater. When we magnify the light, we're making God and his word and his faithfulness and his love and our righteousness in Christ. We're making that bigger on the inside of us. And when we make that bigger, it's like we're expanding the capacity for God to be able to flow more through us. We're giving him a bigger place to work in our lives. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to have honor and reverence and respect for his word. He gave us this beautiful book that's meant to help us navigate our lives with, to honor that and to magnify it, to give it a bigger place in our lives, to magnify God's faithfulness and his love, his steadfast, unfailing love, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time, that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. To magnify our right standing with God through what Jesus did, our righteousness that's found in Christ, that God is with us and he's for us. We are complete in him. He made us righteous and holy and perfect. To magnify these things, to set our minds on the things above where God is working for our good, to set your minds on whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. Think on these things. That's how we begin to magnify that light, to think about it, to meditate on it, to roll it over, to ponder it, to imagine it all throughout the day. Because all day long, we're all thinking or talking about something. But the reality is we can choose to magnify darkness. We can think about the problem, the issue, all the evil, all the dark things. And I'm sure you've experienced this. The more you work that problem over from every angle, you try to figure it out. You talk it over with everybody and you're talking to all these people about it. What happens? You just end up getting more and more confused. You feel more stressed out about it. You feel more hopeless than when you started. Doesn't lead you anywhere good. Just toiling away, trying to figure it all out. When the solution is found in the light, if you'll learn to take those problems, to turn them around, to bring them into the light, this doesn't mean we're not going to have issues and problems in life, but we can turn them around. We can choose to not magnify them, to bring them to God, to bring them into the light. And let him provide the beautiful solutions that he has. But we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms of this so that we can turn it around quickly. Because the good news is it literally takes 1 second to go from positioned in darkness, magnifying darkness, to turn it around, to change your focus, to get right back positioned in the light and magnifying that light again. It takes 1 second just by changing your focus. And there's always forgiveness and grace anytime we're willing to turn. Anytime we're truly willing to turn, there's that forgiveness and grace. But we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive and like a lot of pressure, confusing, hopeless, don't know which way to go. All of a sudden, your energy levels begin to get lower and lower and lower. And like, why am I so tired right now? I haven't been doing anything and I'm tired. I got enough sleep and I'm tired. Symptom: tired all the time, probably magnifying darkness. You could be working harder than you've ever worked in your life and have more energy than you've had ever had before. If you're magnifying light, Paul says, I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me. It was his energy, God's energy that so powerfully worked within me. You're tired at the end of the day? That's a cue. You weren't working from the right place. You're supposed to be at rest and God's doing his work through you. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive. We don't know which way to go. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the hopelessness and the insecurity and the dread of the future. All these symptoms that come along with it. When we're magnifying light, everything feels free and easy and energizing. See effortless growth and change as God begins to work through you. Then there's the peace that surpasses all understanding, that God guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow. And he begins to equip you and to empower you to function in his strength. You can rest and he can work. Which leads us to our third fundamental. What do you know to do today? Often we get this to-do list piling up on the inside and we're procrastinating on a lot of things. And you can feel that pressure increasing. Think of that like it's blocking the pipes of what God's trying to flow through you. We've got to clear some of those things out on the inside. What do you know to do today? What are all those little things that have been piling up, that have been stacking up on the inside of you? Maybe some little administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace, some things that you know God has been prompting you to do. What are all those things? That becomes your plan for today. Let's get good at keeping that queue cleared out on the inside. And as you do, you're increasing the speed of what God can get through you. Getting positioned in the light is like the on-off switch. It's like turning off the supply of God's living water flowing through you. And everything that you need is in that water. As you magnify the light, it's like it's expanding that capacity to build a bigger pipeline where more can flow through you at one time. As you take action and you do the things that you know to do today, and you do them the right way, trusting and relying on God to help you, because you don't have to do these things on your own anymore. It increases the speed of the flow through the pipe, gets things through faster, faster, faster. We keep that queue cleared out quickly. When you don't know what to do, you wait. And there's this balance. When you don't know what to do, you wait until you know. But then when you know what to do, you take action quickly. There's this balance of waiting, waiting in God's doorway, listening for him, waiting for his leading and direction. And then when you know what to do, boom, take action quickly. And our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in to his leading, talking about waiting in his doorway, staying tuned in to his leading and direction in your life. Listening for his voice. Every day he's trying to lead us one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we got to stay tuned in for his leading and direction to know which steps to take and which direction to go. Every day I think it's important just to take a few minutes to sit down with a pen and paper. Just ask this simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? You just begin to write down whatever it is you hear. Just begin to write that down. So submitting to authority. This is a huge piece of being positioned in the light. We haven't talked about this piece as much as it relates to being positioned in the light. But our life is out of order otherwise. So we're going to be asking for God's help today. We're going to be taking communion over this. Asking for his help today. So Father, we're just so thankful for you. Thankful for your great love, Lord, that you redeemed us, you saved us, you loved us so much that you sent your one and only Son so that we could have life, a life connected back to you. And Lord, we want to honor you with our lives and do what's right and best and pleasing to you with our lives. And Lord, we know that part of that is honoring other people in our lives, honoring the people that you've put around us, honoring the people that you put in leadership positions over us. And Father, we're thankful for those people. And we're asking for your help to get this right, Lord, so that this grace would just flow and it would be this beautiful thing. Asking for your help on this today, Lord. Help us get this honor right, to both honor you and to honor the people that you've placed in our lives the way that you designed it to be. We're asking for your help with that today. And Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right with God and holy and perfect by his one sacrifice. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. And I believe as you take this step today, you seek to honor him and let that honor flow through you to the people in your life, to the governmental authorities in your life, to the church leaders in your life, to the bosses and employees and spouses. And you let that honor flow through you. That grace is going to flow and something's going to happen. You're going to know God so much better. You're going to know his heart so much better. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. It's about honor. Spending some time with God on this. Number one, are we seeking to honor him? That's where it all starts. And then are there any relationships that you have where you need to have more honor flowing through you? Children to parents, spouses to one another, to leaders or bosses or mentors, to governmental authorities. Take the time to get still. We've asked God for his help on this to get it right and make any adjustments that you need to make, because it is about honor. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.